Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PAECT Radio and Blog Talk Radio, a place where we'll talk about innovative uses of technology in the classroom across the state of Pennsylvania. And here are your hosts, Dom Salducci and Mike Mecco.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to PAECT Radio on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Mike Mecco. I'm along with Dom Salducci tonight. And today we're going to have a pre-PAECT show for new members or new people that are going to PAECT this year. This is going to be the one-stop shop to get some information on what to do there, interesting sessions that are going to be going on, and just kind of work your way around. Hey, Dom, how's it going tonight?
It's going very well, Mike, going very well. Tonight we have two special guests who are going to be on our panel. Brooke Millartrick, who is Southeast Regional Director for PAECT, and Mr. Brandon Lutz, who is the Vice President of PAECT. And Brandon is also on the PAECT committee. So they're going to, Brooke came up with the idea. Brandon was gracious enough to jump in and go over and kind of give a guide to people who might be their first time at PAECT or haven't been to PAECT in a while, to kind of give a review and as what's going on with the conference this year. Brooke, ladies first, and please introduce yourself.
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Brooke Millartrick. I'm a technology integrator in the Fasten School District, about 40 minutes west of Philly in the western suburbs. I've been attending PAECT for a number of years, and it's always an exciting time of year. It's also a difficult time to figure out what sessions you want to attend because there are so many amazing topics and amazing presenters. So we thought it would be a good idea to just kind of convene tonight and answer your questions. So feel free to type them in the chat or email them to our radio at paect.org. We're happy to answer any of them and help you make the most out of your conference.
Hey, everyone. I'm Brandon Lutz. I'm a technology application specialist at the Bucks County Intermediate Unit and also the program chair for PAECT this year and part of the board. It's a really exciting experience. So if you have any, when you come to PAECT and you see the program, if you have any suggestions or ideas of how to make the conference better, find me and I can definitely be willing to take your ideas. We're trying to change some things up with the program this year and try some different things that you'll hear about tonight. Really excited. Been a part of PAECT or been going to PAECT for many years, and it's always a great learning experience, and it's great to connect with other people all over Pennsylvania. Really excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on the show. PAECT has been going on for a number of years. It's a great conference, expo and conference. Either of you two like to give a little brief history of the conference and what it's all about for people that may not be sure? Most of the people that go there have a very good idea, but there are some new people that don't quite understand the magnitude of the conference.
Hi, Brandon.
So I'll talk on this one. So a number of years ago, I can't say the exact date. There are a bunch of different conferences that are going on around in Pennsylvania, and they were getting, you know, not the biggest crowds that they wanted. So organizations came together. So right now there's four organizations that come together to hold PAECT, and that is the Pennsylvania Department of Ed, PASBO, which is Pennsylvania Association for Business Officers, and PAIMS, which is the it's PAIU, which has all the IUs that come together to collaborate and work together, and then of course PAECT. So those four founding members came together to create PAECT, and I think there was a fifth one that ended up dropping out. I can't remember which one that was, but there's four organizations that come together and they form a board of eight people that help run the conference, and each organization actually takes a turn being like the president of the conference. And they came together and started getting a lot of people interested in PAECT, and it's been growing year after year, and it's turned into one of the biggest conferences around for technology for a state.
Last year was, they had a birthday celebration. I forget what year that was. I want to say it was like 35, but I'm not positive on that. I've been involved with going to P&C off and on since early 2000s when I became a CFF coach, and it's just a fantastic conference. A lot of other educators there, people that I'm networked with through Twitter or the various listservs, and I met through CFF. It's a nice kind of reunion and sharing experience.
I agree with that, Dom, and I think some of the most memorable times from the conference are spent around the fireplace at the Hershey Lodge, just because it's such a nice gathering area, and just to sit in those chairs and have conversations with people from different parts of the state, I know that's definitely one of my favorite places to hang out, along with the social networking lounge, because, you know, the conference is all about the connections that you make and the conversations you have. So those are two of my favorite places for connecting with others and getting into good conversations about ed tech and chocolate, of course.
Well, that's why I'm really excited about tonight's show, because this is my first year going. I've been wanting to go for a while and finally got the opportunity this year to be an adult ambassador, so I'm going to work the conference, but very excited to see what it's all about.
I have not been an ambassador, but I have heard amazing things, and I know that that all of the ambassadors, there are different events for them to get together as well, and they're just such a huge help for the conference. And really nice group of people who put in, you know, a lot of effort to make sure everyone has a good conference experience. So thanks for doing that.
No problem.
Did we talk about new things at the conference this year, or kind of what the program looks like at a glance?
That would be a great idea.
Brandon, do you want to take the lead on that?
Sure. So, the program. Sorry, Brooke, I thought you were going to talk there. Pretty excited about the program for P&C. This whole process started in May 15th of 2014, was when all the proposals were due. So it will probably be again May 15th, 2015, if you want to get those proposals in for next year. So we got, I think it was like over 500 session proposals, and we have to go through and pick all of the sessions out. And we're really excited about the sessions we have for this year. If you want to look at the program, you can actually go to ptc.org, and you can actually click on program, and you'll get to see the three keynote speakers that we have. So the opening keynote on Monday will be Scott Kinney from Discovery Ed. And Tuesday, we're really excited. We're going to have Guy Kawasaki. And then the closing keynote, which is at the dinner, it's a lunch, actually, a lunch in the afternoon there, is going to be Angela Mayer. So really excited. Three good keynotes we have for P&C. Then once the first two keynotes occur, that's when we'll have opening sessions that go on. And I think there's four different sessions that are available on Monday, and then five that are on Tuesday, and then another three that would be on Wednesday. And if you go onto ptc.org, you can click on programs. You can actually go ahead and look at all the different sessions that are available. There's also a mobile app that you can download, and we suggest that you download that mobile app before you get to the conference. Have that downloaded. Download it right now if you want. And it's a nice app. You get right from your Android or the Apple Store, and you can download that, and it gives you quick access to all the different sessions and things that are going on at P&C. So there's also some exciting things we're doing this year. We're created at what's called a digital sandbox. And the digital sandbox is going to be right outside the social networking lounge. And as you get to P&C, you'll find the lay of the land, and you'll definitely probably know where the SNL is. And right outside the doors there, we're going to have two big tables set up. And on Monday morning, we're going to have the assistive technology sandbox. So there'll be a lot of different assistive technologies out there. The second session is going to be iBeacons, we think. You will find that sometimes life happens to people, and sessions have to be changed or they can't make it. So we do try to have waitlist folks fill in. So I'm not 100% sure that iBeacons is going to happen, but wait and see. But we will have something there. We're talking maybe about little bits or something like that. Then Monday afternoon, you get to come meet Dom and Mike as they are going to do a live broadcast for PACC Radio. And then there's also going to be the 3D printing playground on Monday afternoon. And that's from 2:30 to 5. And I forgot to say, Monday morning is 10 to 12:30. Tuesday, you can come out and see me and Kim Brunger and a lot of Southeast PACC folks, as we're going to be doing gadgets galore. We'll have a ton of different gadgets from Anki Drive to Spiro to try to think some of the other stuff we're bringing. I have this virtual paper airplane that we're bringing. So we also have Osmo. So we're going to have a lot of different gadgets you can come and check out there as well. And then that's from 9:30 to 12. Then Tuesday afternoon, we're from 2 to 5. There's going to be the Keystone Technology Innovators Connection. So Keystones can come down, or if you want to learn about how to become a Keystone Technology Innovator, Mike Baker will be there to talk about that. And also, the last one is going to be wearable technology. That's another one that I'm not 100% sure is going to happen. We're working out the kinks right now. If we don't have the wearable technology, we'll have something else in there. So trying to think what else with the program. Brooke, do you have anything else you want to say that I'm missing here?
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Dom and Mike, will you be giving out autographs at a radio broadcast booth?
I won't. The most popular co-host, my daughter Ariana, she will be around. She may be signing autographs, but I don't have a high demand for those. So,
yeah, when Ariana is around, we take the back seat.
But there's usually not a high demand for that.
Is anybody allowed to, like, or when you're broadcasting, is it just going to be the two of you, or can other people come up and, like, be a part of the radio show?
Oh, yeah, we would love to have other people on live. We have the regular microphone for that instead of the headsets. We've done in the past. We couldn't do when we were at Tretzi, the bandwidth was a little bit spotty, so we ended up having to record podcasts, but we should prefer having other people come on live.
Got it. Cool. And then, and Brandon, what was that airplane that you described at the Gadget School?
It's called it's Power Up. You can make a paper airplane, this little gadget that you put on the paper airplane, and there's an app for your phone. You throw the paper airplane and pull up the throttle, and you can actually fly the paper airplane all around.
Wow.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Very cool.
Fun to check out. Yeah.
Neat.
So it should be exciting. I also have a tile that I've been playing around with a little bit to talk about. Not as exciting as some of the other stuff, but it should be a good time.
Awesome. That's fun. So it's like hands-on. Are the 3D printers, will they actually be printing down in the playground? Or in the digital sandbox?
Yeah, as far as I understand, that's Chris Champion and Tom Gulich that will be doing that.
Right.
So.
Right. Cool. And I understand that this year there are different themes at the Hershey Hotel.
Yeah, so you get the idea. You know, the hotel is a beautiful facility. You have to jump on a bus to get there. Decided that we wanted to try to theme what we do at the hotel, so that instead of just wanting to go for one session, maybe there'd be, because of the theme, maybe there'd be a bunch of sessions you want to go to. So actually on Monday, it's going to be an Apple iPad focused teams that you'll see up there. And if you look at that on the program, you'll see that. And there's also panels that are going to be going on in one room that will go on Monday and Tuesday. And then also on Monday, there's a librarian strand that will be in the Overlook room with librarians out there. So if you're a librarian, you probably want to head out to the hotel for the day. And I think there's like a little lunch or something like that too for librarians. And then Tuesday, we're going to focus more on Google and Chromebooks. Again, there's going to be the panels, and those panels are in Garden East. We're trying to shake it up a little bit, trying to push some more people out to the hotel for some really good sessions that are going to be out there.
I love that idea of theming sessions at the hotel, because I know sometimes when I'm debating whether or not to go to the hotel or the lodge, I want to do some sessions there. I want to do multiple sessions there. So I think that theming is nice, because there will be lots of options. For those of you listening who have not attended before, there, as Brandon said, there's a bus that will transport you back and forth between the lodge and the hotel. It's about, I don't know what, less than a 5 to 10 minute ride. But you just want to look at your program ahead of time just to make sure that you know that you allow yourself time to get there. And then when the session that you have after you return from the hotel, that you have enough time to get there. So, for instance, if you are, sessions at the lodge will start, let's say, at 10:30, and sessions at the hotel will start at 10:45. So they're an hour long, and then by the time your session is over at the hotel, so it would be 11:45, and then there's also a session that might be starting at the lodge at 11:45. So you wouldn't make the start of that session. So sometimes it's helpful just to look, maybe pick two consecutive ones that are out at the hotel to make the most of your experience. But just double check. When I first went to the conference, I needed to look at that and configure to make sure that I was attending as many sessions as possible. So just a tip.
And Brooke, you just made me think of something as well. So there's something we like to call the rule of 2 feet. So if you go into a session and you're not exactly, you get in there and you're just not feeling it, it's just not, you know, the session you thought it was going to be, don't feel bad getting up going to a different session, because I guarantee you're going to have a couple different sessions you'd be interested in each of the blocks. So, you know, that session's not good for you. Just go ahead and walk out. I always say when I'm presenting, you know, if this isn't a session for you, I'd much rather you go somewhere else that you're having a good experience. So don't feel bad moving to a different session if you're just not digging what the session you walked into was, if that makes sense.
I have a question for you guys. Are the sessions being recorded to be archived somewhere? Do they do that in PTC?
So there is what's called virtual PTC. That's actually just two rooms in the COCO suite. If I'm not mistaken, it's COCO 4 and COCO 5. Those are being recorded, and there are attendees that can actually attend virtually. I think. They can actually pay to get access to the virtual PTC, but then also attendees at the conference will get access to those recordings as well. So if you didn't get to go to a session, it was one of those rooms, you can watch it. But, you know, there's so many different sessions going on. We're not able to record every single one of them, but
right.
We actually, when people put in the present, we actually ask them, would they be willing to be part of virtual PTC? They say yes, and we try to put them in those rooms.
Okay.
Yeah, and you could follow along. There's a ton of Twitter back channeling going on throughout the conference with resources being posted and ideas being shared.
What's the official hashtag for the conference? Do we know?
Do you know what? I don't want to quote it wrong. Let me see if it's on here.
Some people have been tweeting with PC15.
You know what? I don't see it. I'm not going to say anything either way, just because.
Okay.
I think they'll announce it. You know.
Yeah, they usually announce it at the opening keynote. Mm-hmm. But there's always several variations going around. So whenever I check on Twitter, I look at a couple of the different ones because there's always, several different hashtags floating about.
Yeah, because sometimes PC or PNC, and then it's
when we the IT person posted a hashtag Pete2015. It was in the email that came across, or almost positive that was in the email that they received. So
good to know.
Pete2015.
Yep, shows I was paying attention.
We'll have to let the people know who've been tweeting with PC15, like myself.
I think I sent one out, Pete and C, either 15 or Pete and C 2015.
So one thing I wanted to talk about, so on Sunday night when you get there, there's vendor receptions from 6 to 8. So in a lot of the conference rooms down the Cocoa Suite area and down by Empire, in all those Crystal A and all those rooms down there, there'll be, I think it's 10 different vendors that are having socials. So definitely go down there, and usually they have food and drink, and mingle through and meet a lot of the vendors that have those rooms. It's a pretty good way to get to meet some of those folks, and also mingle with some other PNC goers, and also definitely make sure you spend some time on the vendor floor. You know, the vendors are what makes PNC happen, the exhibitors, I should say, and going through and just seeing what they have to say, and visiting there and collecting pens and stuff like that, tchotchkes and all that is a fun thing to do, and just wanted to mention exhibitors and all that.
And Sunday night, you don't have to. It's just free to walk through, right, Brandon? You can just walk from reception to reception. No sign up in advance. You don't need to be invited or anything like that.
Nope. It's totally open, and it's not like special invite only or anything like that. No, this is all those sessions are open. You can go and mingle, and you'll see where the big hangouts are. It's fun to walk through and seeing everything that's going on, and so definitely try to stop by and do that. And then at 8 o'clock, there'll be the evening activities for PNC, and we have some cool things scheduled. There's no casino night this year. There's going to be some other different things.
Okay, sounds good.
Go ahead.
No, I was just clarifying. So no casino night on Sunday night, but other events?
There's going to same room, same. There'll be other events. I don't know if it's listed. I wanted to be surprised.
I think I saw something that said karaoke.
Yep,
I read something. Okay.
And some entertainment. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dom, you better get your singing voice ready.
When attendees show up, there were a couple emails that went out, and I received a couple emails from people asking about their packets because they were mailed. If you didn't get your packet yet in the mail before you leave for Pete, you can go to the upper entrance where the registration booth is and get all of your goodies there, even if you didn't get your information mailed to you. I think that's important to get that word out to people.
Definitely, and I think that if you were, are a presenter and you're getting a free registration, that you have to pick up your registration packet at Pete. You're not going to get anything in the mail. So that was something important to tell everybody. So if you are a presenter, you're doing a session, don't worry if you didn't get anything in the mail. You can just go pick that up at the registration desk at PNC.
Super. And I know right across from the registration desk is where our PAECT booth is. So while you're in that area, if the booth is set up, then stop by, check on your membership, see if make sure everything's up to date. And I know we're going to have information at the booth about upcoming events in various parts of the state. You'll be able to, if you haven't already signed up for the PAECT banquet, which is on Monday night. You'll be able to sign up and pay for your ticket right there at the booth. It's what did we have, like over 200 people last year, Brandon?
Yeah, it's pretty close to 200, if I'm not mistaken. And we'll be celebrating the PAECT's 25th anniversary as well.
Awesome. So it'll be a 25th anniversary celebration at the banquet on Monday night, and lots of awards that will be given out. So definitely join us then. What else do we have going on PAECT-wise? Oh, after the banquet on Monday night, we'll have our regional meetup. And that will be in the Tower Suite. Forget the number off the top of my head. But that's a great time to meet other people from your region. And basically, we have a whole suite. And just for it'll be for PAECT members. And feel free to bring a friend just to connect with other people in the state. So.
And also on Sunday, late afternoon, we have our PAECT board meeting where all PAECT members are invited. I think that starts at 5:00 in that same suite as well. And then the president's reception, is that after the meetup, Brooke?
Oh, yes. Oh, right.
Yep. So there's also the president's reception too. So your friend of PAECT member, definitely you want to come to that as well.
So Monday's a really fun night.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah. Lots going on.
Trying to think of other things. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, thinking about the program a little bit, too, there's actually a tech track that's focused on tech directors and the technical folks out there. So if you're interested in that, that's in... Can I remember off the top of my head? It's say it's in Empire C and D. So there's a tech track and the whole conference. That will be more of a technical track that's going on in there. And there's actually a link on the PC website for the tech track as well. I think that is.
How about the poster sessions? Or has anything changed with them this year?
Yes. So excited! The poster sessions, if I can talk, are on Wednesday, like they were last year. But instead of being in Trinidad and they're sort of off in the back corner, we actually have the Great American Hallway this year. So the vendors are all gone on Tuesday night. So Wednesday, the hallway where a lot of the vendors are, we're going to use those tables and have the posters set up. There's going to be 17 different posters, and it's a great place to go to just get and learn ideas very quickly. So instead of sitting through an hour session, you can go 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, a couple minutes here to all these different posters and get lots of ideas for what teachers are doing in the classroom and what new technologies they're using. And it should be – I'm really excited. It's going to be a lot more out in the open and hopefully – please stop by and visit the poster sessions. That's going to be from, I think it's from like 8:30 to 11:30, somewhere around there on Wednesday.
So poster sessions are my favorite because you can get so many ideas in such a short amount of time. And because it's just one person at a table, you can have that conversation with them and ask how they use the tool or what, you know, how long their project took and what obstacles they faced. So I like being able to have those conversations that you can't normally have in a large group session. So if you haven't attended the poster sessions before, definitely put that on your agenda because, as I said, lots of different ideas.
Yeah, I like that. Last year I got to check out some of the poster session and there were some sessions where students actually presented, and that was really neat, getting their take on the projects and what was going on in the classroom, and a very, very good perspective. I know I sat in on Jen Brinson. She's out in your region. Her students were there from some of the work they're doing in her AP classes and other social studies classes. I do have the bias. I'm friends with Jen, and I'm also a social studies teacher, so I have a bias in that direction, but her kids her students, I shouldn't say kids, they're young adults, they did a fantastic job presenting and articulating what they did and what they got out of their projects. And it's really great to see the students get involved and, you know, put the school's best face forward.
When are those student sessions, those student poster sessions?
Usually they're during, right around lunchtime, both on Monday and Tuesday. So those sessions are, they're in the ballroom where they serve lunch. And I just want to look and see exact times, and I don't see it listed on the website yet. But, yeah, definitely. So they're different than what, so the posters that are on Wednesday are teachers, and then the student showcase, that's Monday and Tuesday, and that's actually students with their teachers that are showing what they're doing in the classroom.
I remember last year I got a picture taken with the pre-K Tweethearts, these little four-year-olds that were talking about, four and five-year-olds, how they were talking about how they use Twitter, and they typed, every day they typed, you know, and inform parents about what they were doing in the classroom. They were adorable. But it was fun to hear them talk about how they were using technology in the classroom.
Somebody posted that the student showcase is Tuesday, 9:45 to 12, and then in the afternoon.
Thank you, Rochelle. So I think she has students that are going to be at the showcase.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Southwestern Union represented there.
I just warned there was something on Monday, too. But if I follow up on that, and I can get that out.
Now, the one other follow-up question on the transportation. Are the buses running from the overflow hotels again this year? Because I know last year I was a late addition to Pete to attend, and we stayed at the Hampton, which is right across the highway. But you can see the hotel, but you can't get there easily by foot because of the highways and everything. And the bus was running from the lodge to the hotel and the overflow hotels. Is that going to be happening again this year too for people?
If it was running last year, I'm guessing it is this year as well. I don't remember hearing anything about that. But I don't think they've really...
I think in an email that came yesterday or sometime within the past couple of days regarding Pete and C, that it talked about the overflow lot and the shuttles that will be. So if you can't find parking at the lodge, no worries that they will have buses that are running from the overflow lot.
And that's out by the Giant Center, I believe, is the overflow lot.
Yeah.
And if you're staying at one of the hotels in town, it's not a bad idea to ask at the front desk to see if there are going to be shuttles, because parking is hard at the lodge.
Good tip.
Getting through town in the morning at rush hour is very hard. The one year we stayed at the far end of town, my first year that I went to Pete, and you know, it's a mile away, I think it was, and it took me 25 minutes to go a little over a mile just because of traffic through town. I was not used to that.
Wow.
So, because there's 422 and 322, and both are fairly well packed with cars in the morning.
How about that?
But the one thing we haven't talked about yet is the, in detail, social networking lounge, which is for people that have not been to Pete. It's very, I don't want to say intense, but there's a lot of information, and you're getting hit with all these new ideas. Social networking lounge was set up a few years ago where people can go and fiddle around, talk with other people, and play around with different things, different ideas that they came up with in sessions, and share ideas. It's a really nice place to go. It's always staffed with people that have been to Pete in the past and have worked with different tools, and it's a great place to just sit and work and, you know, try out some of the new ideas you come across.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dom. Definitely one of my favorite places at the conference, and sometimes I just need to go in there and charge my devices and take a breath and kind of gather my thoughts as to the new ideas that I just learned. And there's always people around that I don't know that I can ask questions to that are sitting around the table that, you know, might also be charging their devices or, you know, taking a moment to newly found resources. So people are always willing to share and in that room. So I like that environment.
Yeah, that's the one nice thing is the people, the ideas that are floating about. And they said, if you go on Twitter and follow on Twitter, I know a lot of people use Storify and some other tools too, Paperly and some other things like that to push out ideas. That's the thing to do is look up, because there's so many sessions going on and you can't always get into a session that you want to get into because of...
Sure.
Crowds, and there's just so many people, and there's a lot going on. Things run at the same time, so I'm always checking for other resources that are posted online, and that's another place to go and talk with people that attend sessions.
Yeah, and don't forget that you can go back on the ptnc.org and see all the files that are left by all the presenters. If you miss a session, there's a good chance if you go to that session, you can see their PDFs or their files or the links to their presentation, so you can sort of look at it asynchronously on your own if you aren't able to make it to that session.
That's a great idea. So in terms of looking at the program, we can look at it on the website, we can look at it through the app, or we can go to that mobile version of the site. What is it? m.ptnc.org. Those are three different ways to access the program.
Yes. And the mobile site, I was searching for it. And, I think it's more, the mobile site's more for on your phone than it would be.
Okay.
You know, so if you're on your phone, you can get it, but, you know, if you're going to have it on your phone, it's better off to download the app. It's a little bit cleaner and larger size on your phone.
I remember last year.
Yeah, I'm just downloading the app now.
Yeah, I did. It looks great. Very easy to navigate and read.
Yeah, the last few times that I've been to Pete, I've downloaded the app for the event, and it's been a big help. The one thing I've learned from the get-go, and even if you're there by yourself or if you're there with a group of friends, you know, always just split up. So there's so many sessions, you know, go meet new people, and you get a lot more ground cover, get a lot more resources pulled in from that with just, you know, everybody kind of splitting up and hitting different sessions because there is so much going on throughout the conference.
Agreed, Dom. Agreed.
Looks like someone has a question about what to do for breakfast and lunch since those meals aren't scheduled.
I can share what I do, but again, that's just me. So I stay at the lodge, and I bring yogurt and I put it in the fridge in my room, and that's what I do for breakfast. And then for lunch, there is a upstairs in the grand ballroom where there's a lunch kind of assembly line set up, and they have sandwiches and soup, and you can grab and go in there. There's big tables to sit at, and I think they have that both Monday and Tuesday. So sometimes it takes a while if you eat lunch either at the restaurant, at the Bear's Den, or if you go in the can't think of the name of the cafe. The Beanery, I'm not sure. But if you
there's
order
the Hershey
something,
the Hershey Grill.
Yep. So if you're looking, if you want to sit down, you can go to the Bear's Den, the Hershey Grill, and those are great restaurants. I like grab and go, so I go for the sandwiches that I can just pick up and take to either eat at a table with other people or bring into the social networking lounge and eat with people there. What do you guys do?
I've done the same. Last year I stayed at the neighboring hotel, I believe it was the Hampton. So they had breakfast in the morning down in the lobby. It comes with the room. This year I'm staying in a lodge, so I'm just bringing something to snack on and extra coffee for the coffee pot. The one thing in the lodge, there are no microwaves. So whatever, if you do bring your own breakfast, make sure they have refrigerators, but you're not going to be able to heat it up unless you run water through the coffee pot or bring a hot pot. I just do something light for breakfast and then lunch, grab a sandwich either through the conference or at one of the restaurants.
The one thing I will say is that if you do decide you want to go get a meal, like there's also the Forbay, which is a pretty nice restaurant that's there. If you do want to get lunch or dinner with a group of people, Open Table, all the restaurants at the lodge actually use Open Table, so you can use that to sort of get your reservation ahead of time. So that's one way to sort of flip the crowd if you plan ahead. I've done that a couple of times and it's worked out really well. And there's also a restaurant that you can just walk across the parking lot called, I can't remember it off the top of my head, it's like Mom's or something. I forget the name of it. But there's,
oh, yeah.
There's a couple within walking distance. There's like an Italian restaurant out the back of the lodge. And there's a couple that are, you know, very close.
That's a good question, though, because food, it's a necessity. You need to feed your brain while you're at the conference and take a break. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there are also opportunities where there's like at the vendor sessions that are on Sunday night from 6 to 8. If you walk around to all those different rooms, you can probably get pretty much the equivalency of a dinner from doing that. And then also there's appetizers on Monday night for the vendors reception. I think that's like 4:30 somewhere around there. So there are some ways to get the free food. Well, but I found myself just eating free food at some points, and then you feel like you're not eating the healthiest. So it is good to try to sit down and have a meal.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good restaurants in the area. If you want to go out of the lodge to eat, but you know, there's plenty of places. It's just a matter of picking and choosing. A lot of opportunities out there.
Lots of chocolate-covered items as well on all the menus.
If you've never been, you definitely got to go to the Hershey's Chocolate World. If plan some time to go there early, come in early on Sunday or leave a little bit later on Wednesday and go visit Hershey's Chocolate World, too.
And I know if you're going for the whole conference, then included in your registration is a dinner ticket for Tuesday night, correct?
Correct.
So, and that's, I guess, buffet style, and there's tons of food there, and the desserts are amazing. They have live music and dancing, so that's a good time if you're going for all 3 days of the conference.
The name of that restaurant is Your Place, not Mom's. It's called Your Place.
Yeah.
And that's
a great restaurant.
Daphno's Italian Grill, and it looks like there's a smoked bar and grill too that's in walking distance. Yeah, they have a really, if you want lunch and you just feel like getting away, Your Place has this like pizza buffet and pretty good food.
Yeah, I've eaten there a couple years ago. Their food's very good. I'm not giving up my favorite Italian restaurant in the area because I don't want it to get overcrowded whenever I try and go out to eat there.
Oh, come on, Dom.
Dom, you know you got to share that with me, buddy.
Tell us your secret.
Fenici's down in town on Chocolate Avenue. I got the certificate of gluttony. If you eat their lasagna, they give you one piece of lasagna. If you eat it, you get a certificate. I did it the one year. It doesn't look like much, but it's stuffed with like sliced meatballs, sliced hot sausage. Oh, that's phenomenal.
That's awesome.
It's not very big, but it's just loaded with stuff. You eat that, and you're like, oh. Go home, go back to the room, and crash for the night.
Well, you don't want to do that at Pete and Pete because there's lots of stuff going on all throughout the night. So
yeah.
Anything else? Any other questions that we have from our guests or anything else on our list of items to discuss?
Nothing's coming in on the chat. I haven't had any. Double check the emails. Nothing on email. Most people have been talking in the chat. As I guess it's a tradition, there's a call for snow during the conference.
Yes, and actually, I just saw that it's going to be snow from like Saturday until like Monday afternoon or something like that. That's actually an important thing to say. So the way it works, the conference will not be canceled unless there is a state of emergency. So plan accordingly. You know, if it looks like it's going to be bad on Sunday evening, come out a little early. So once you're there, you know, if you're staying at the lodge or you're close to the lodge, it's pretty easy just to be there and enjoy the conference, even if the weather is bad. So definitely plan accordingly, and that's important to know.
We had a question about the dress. For the dinner, for the PAACT dinner, I know guys usually either wear shirt and tie or a suit, and then women wear a nice dress. Brooke answered in the chat. Business casual. For the conference itself, dress comfortably. For the PAC dinner, it's a little more formal. Not necessarily super formal, but like I said, I wear a shirt and tie. I don't know.
They're usually arranged from jeans to, people, presenters that are usually dressed a little bit nicer. The banquet at night for PECT, some people wear, again, there's a wide range. Just please, just for comfort, because especially as, like, if you're in a really crowded room, then you want to layer. And then wear comfortable shoes because you'll be walking to different parts of the lodge, and I learned that the hard way 1 year. So bring different pairs of shoes and make sure that they're comfortable. But maybe that's just my thing. Maybe, Dom, do you bring multiple pairs of shoes or you just bring one?
I usually wear tennis shoes around, except I'm presenting this year, so I'm bringing dress clothes for that too. For dinner and presenting, I'm wearing dress clothes. The rest of the time, I wear tennis shoes just because you have to get from one place to another rather quickly in a crowd. I like to dress comfortably.
Yeah.
Because of the snow, I have, outdoor shoes. So if I walk in the snow, I'm not going to get my feet soaked. So, yeah, I'm doing the multiple.
Yep. Ooh, another good question that came in. Items to bring the session besides technology. Business cards. Yeah, like especially with in the vendor hall, talking to definitely good to have a business card on you.
They have all kinds of drawings.
Mm-hmm. Bring a device that hopefully has a long battery life, because it's sometimes, unless you sit in the very back of a room, it's hard to find a spot to charge. So If you have a device that charges longer than other devices, I would opt for the longer battery life.
Going back in the day with CFF trainings and even going to Pete before I had a computer with a long battery, I would find myself getting, you know, preferential seating by carrying an extension cord and a little plug strip, you know, with six extra plugs. So I could, you know, can I plug in? People be like, oh, seat's kind of taken. I'm like, well, I have a power strip and a extension cord, and that got me some seats, but it's kind of gone by the wayside now that I have a better battery on my computer.
I saw also something important too, is that if you are presenting, know that there's a projector and a screen in the room you'll be presenting at, but there will not be speakers. So if make sure you bring speakers with you for your presentation. And that's something the SNL is good for. If you forgot your speakers or you forgot a dongle, you can always go to the SNL and say, hey, does anyone have speakers or does anyone have this that I need? And we all help each other out. And it's a good, you know, good place if you're stuck just not having something that you could probably find it from someone.
Good tip.
Are we out of time to talk about?
I'm looking through the it's hard for me to read the chat. It's fine print here. I think we're pretty much running out of questions from the chat room. Any last words of your favorite highlights of the event? If this is your first time going, probably my favorite P&C was my first. That was when I started as a CFF coach in cohort 3. I forget how that was, 2008 maybe. I'd been on Twitter for a while, and I was friends with a lot of coaches, and I talked either over Skype or Twitter and email with a lot of the CFF, the tech coaches out east, but I never met them in person. And my first P&C walking around and meeting people face-to-face that I've talked to for, you know, a couple of years over the internet was fantastic. And, you know, going from, I guess the term would have been virtual friends, to finally meeting face-to-face was great. And since then, you know, those friendships have stayed. And we talk whenever we run into each other, even though it's usually just the P&C. And that was probably my favorite. Pete was my first one just because I got to meet everybody that I've been talking to over the internet and finally run into them and get to hang out with them. And that's something that, you know, is probably, with all the information that's being shared and all the tools you take back and use and the ideas, the camaraderie and meeting the people is probably the best, because that's how I got to meet everyone that's, you know, in PAECT. And Brandon, we've met, you know, through Keystones and CFF and everything else. And at Pete, I think it was the first time we ran into each other face to face.
Yeah. It's amazing how many connections, you know, and people you see year after year. And there's some people I don't see, but at PEC. But I mean, it's great. I see them online, but it's great to see that, have that connection in person, you know?
What's your favorite highlight, Brandon?
I love to present. I mean, get in front of a large crowd of people and presenting is probably, I enjoy that, but it's been, you know, getting to talk to everyone and just learning all the different, you know, there's so much stuff out there that I don't know, and I always call them nuggets, and those little things you take away from each presentation you go to, or there's just a conversation you have, and someone says, oh, have you seen this? Or, oh, no, that's that. So just like the list that I create after I go through a whole entire complex, and then like the time I spend after digging deeper into what I learned, so it's collecting all that really cool stuff that I can take back to the classroom.
Brooke, you're up.
My favorite part of one of my favorite parts of the conference, I think I said it before, is the student showcase. I love just hearing from the students. That's all why we're in this, and we're looking on ways to have the biggest impact on them. So to hear them talk about their projects with pride, and to have their teachers there who are excited to be there with their students who accomplished this goal of whatever project they were working on, it just shows their excitement for and their passion for using technology in the classroom. And I learn the most from them, just because they're real, and it just makes you believe, like, oh wow, like this young child accomplished this large project, and it makes you feel like you can go back and bring that idea straight back to your classroom. So that's one of my favorites.
But students are a great way to initiate change in the school, because it's, I think sometimes they don't get enough credit as to what they're capable of doing. And seeing what they can present and having them there presenting, that's a very powerful voice in the room, because you will have a lot of people that, you know, I don't want to sound negative saying this, but you do have people that kind of say, oh, this, you know, that's too hard, how can the kids do that? But having the kids presenting it and showing it and having that give back, that's just a really powerful voice that's saying, yeah, they are capable of it. And to kind of throw a little shout out to my daughter, I think she was 2.5 the first time I presented at PTC, and I did a presentation on iPod touches in the classroom as a computer, and an administrator asked, question. He's like, and how can kids handle this? Or, is it too difficult? And that morning I shot a little video of my daughter playing with an iPad or iPod touch, and she was playing a little alphabet game. And shot it, put it into my presentation. I'm like, well, I'm glad you asked. And I pulled the video up, and, here's 2.5-year-old. Granted, she's my daughter, and I think she's really smart. But, if a 2.5-year-old can do this, I teach high school. They should be able to handle it. And seeing the kids actually doing it as opposed to teachers talking about it is much more powerful.
Agreed.
Questions are winding down. Please stop by the PAECT booth when you're out of Pete. If you're a member that has membership has lapsed, please re-up. If you're a member, stop by and say hi. If you're not a member, stop by and join. Good network, great educators, and as Brooke said, we're in this for the kids and trying to become better teachers and make learning relevant and give the kids a good future. And one last note, if anyone would like to plug something else PAECT is involved in. I know we're discussing PTC tonight, but we are also the host organization for ISTE 2015. And that's going on in Philadelphia in June, end of June, early July. Would anybody like to give a quick shout out about that before we wrap up tonight?
Do you want this one, Brooke?
Not really. it's exciting time in Philly. How many, between what, 15,000 and 20,000 people will be convening in the city? And that's just attendees. That doesn't include sponsors. And everybody is coming to Pennsylvania this year, which is amazing. The last time it was here was 4 years ago. Who knows if it will be here in the future. But if you are looking, PTC is an awesome opportunity, but multiply PTC times, I don't even know what multiple, and this conference, this international conference that brings people from all over the world to our state is absolutely incredible. Please look into, it's June 28th to July 1st, and go to the ISTE conference website, I think it's isteconference.org, and check out, I'm unsure if the sessions are posted yet, but again, try to make arrangements to get there, because it is going to be an amazing time and an incredible learning opportunity.
So. We're very fortunate. We have Pete and Steve, which happens every year. It's ISTE in Philadelphia this summer. So we're getting two big conferences, and there's a lot going on in the region. I know Southeast has a lot going on. You've hosted a couple ed camps, some other things going on in your region. We have a couple ed camps. We have TRETSI out here in the Southwest. And we're also going to have a gaming and education seminar coming up at the end of March. More information will be going out to membership shortly as we finalize plans. There's a lot going on. Sponsored by PAECT. I know the other regions, South Central, North Central, Northwest, and Northeast have a lot going on. So please check out PAECT.org and check out and see what's going on in the regions. And please become a member if you aren't already. Oh, Mr. Jim Bolton posted in the chat for ISTE, the PAECT, Enskate reception Monday, June 29th at the Fieldhouse. Pennsylvania Room during sessions featuring Pennsylvania teachers and schools will be also going on at ISTE. So if you're out in Philadelphia for that conference, please check it out. And like I said, check out – a lot of this information is also posted through PAECT.org. So go there and you can get information on the organization and what's going on in a region near you.
Make sure on Monday you stop by to see Dom and I for the radio show. Any PAECT member that would like to be on the radio, definitely stop by. Come hang out, say hello. Looking forward to seeing everybody there.
Sounds great. Thank you for hosting tonight.
Yeah, thanks
thank
for
you
having
for being on.
Yeah, thank you guys for being on. Thank you. Oh, great. A lot of good information. I'm really excited to finally put some faces to the voices.
Absolutely. We'll see you in Hershey, and we'll hope for no snow and lots of chocolate.
Yum. Sounds like a plan.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, everyone who listened and asked questions. Thank you for participating. And safe travels, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night,
everybody.
Bye.